Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a Halloween Friday. You only have one more hour of Jack on the show as he is working a quarter day.
Didn't know he was here.
Yeah, barely.
Many people say that.
Yeah. So 3 o'clock on Friday is Elliot time. Now, because it's the bye week, Elliot went on vacation. So the great thing about technology now is artificial intelligence is getting smarter and smarter and smarter and smarter, right? Basically thinks on its own. You can have conversations with it, as I do sometimes.
Yeah.
So we do have this thing where we can feed in everything we know about Elliot, you know, as much sort of Elliot content as we can, and it develops itself like its own Elliot that will give us the answers we would normally ask Elliot. It doesn't always come out perfect. So we did it. And we got Elliot, and he couldn't be here, but it turned out like Elliot is a little sassy, I guess, a little sassier than he normally is.
Right.
So we will try to do our Friday thing with sassy Elliot, just understanding that he is not exactly the Elliot we know. Hopefully we'll get the same information. Hey, sassy Elliot.
Hey!
Oh, boy.
What?
Wow.
I told you he's a little sassy.
And he's a little hot.
Yeah, yeah.
He comes in aggressive.
Yep. All right. So, Elliot, with the Eagles off for the week, do you think they'll make any adjustments to the game plan?
I'll tell you what. I want to make some adjustments looking at Ike sitting there. Fine-ass man right there.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Wow. I told you he's sassy, man.
Wow.
Look, I agree. Ike always looks great. Can we get to the team, though, Elliot?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I think they'll continue to work on the offense. Everything looked better than it had all year against the Giants, so I think they'll try to see what they can do to keep the running game humming.
All right. That's normal, Elliot. What about the passing game?
Oh, no, you didn't. This man did not just ask me about the passing game. Look, child, the passing game is going to be what Jalen wants it to be. And you know he's going to have the best fit with that backwards Kangol hat and those broad shoulders.
Okay. There it is. Pretty sassy again.
Yeah. I'm at a loss for words.
Yeah, right. Well, look.
Right, it sounds like Elliot.
Well, I'm telling you, it is basically a version of Elliot, just slightly sassier.
Well, you could say this is actually the true Elliot.
Yeah, it could be, yes. Maybe the computer found something about Elliot that we didn't know.
Finally, the truth.
Yeah.
Unlike the lie detector.
All right. I was just asking a question, sassy Elliot. How about the trade deadline? Do you think the Eagles will make another move?
Hard to say. But you know Howie will always be working the phones to try and improve the team.
All right. Do you think potentially a trade for Myles Garrett is on the table?
Girl! You know he's going to get him if he's available. And if Myles Garrett is in town, you know I'll be available. What a fine-ass man.
All right.
He's obsessed with fine-ass man, huh?
Did he do a girl there? Girl!
He did.
God.
Sassy Elliott, can we keep it to football?
And Howie Roseman with that 5 o'clock shadow and that vest? You don't have to tell me twice.
All right. Enough, Sassy Elliott. Remember, you can get Elliott on the Go Birds podcast at Go Birds Daily, wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, it's ironic that Jack is handing out organic candy, because that boy is a snack.
All right. Holy moly.
Wow.
All right. Goodbye, Sassy Elliott.
Later, Gator.
All right.
Not later, Gator.
Not Gator.
Sassy Elliott, brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap.
Woo!
That was different.
He did give a girl.
Yeah, there's a few in there that caught me off guard a little bit.
I'm sure it did.
I couldn't even imagine Elliott sounding like that, man.
A little sassy. He gave us a no. Oh, no, he didn't as well.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yes.
All right. 215-592-9494. Cowboy Jim, you're on WIP. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
I think you just sent Elliot's manhood back up.
I think so.
Look,
well, he does that to himself, to be fair.
He does. I think we discovered the real Elliott.
What do you call him? Metro? Metrosexual?
Yes. Yep.
Poor Elliott. Hey, listen, first of all, didn't I say that when Jack takes on to camera that Jill would finally get a car? And guess what? Jill finally got a car.
We don't remember you ever saying that.
Yeah, that never happened.
Yeah, come on. You remember that. Got a Costco membership. He's getting organic food. I mean, who is this Jack?
I got organic chocolate treats last night for everyone.
In
addition to the organic gummies they want.
This guy moves into a big house, but this is the same guy complains about parking.
Oh, yeah. He's buying organic chocolate, organic candy.
New cars.
And if we're being honest, Jack, and you should know this better than anybody, well, organic is kind of a fraudulent.
I understand about greenwashing.
Okay.
I understand.
All right. Yeah.
It's a little bit better, and technically my mother-in-law bought it for us.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Well, she didn't buy the gummies, though.
No, I bought the gummies. That's my hard-earned money.
Yeah.
That's because the gummies.
Hold on, your mother-in-law bought the car?
No. She bought the chocolate.
Oh, the chocolate.
Yes.
Girl!
Okay. Don't do that.
It's been a long week for Ike with the Kelly Oubre.
Yeah, it's a lot going on with y'all, man. I'm telling you, man. It's a lot going on here, man.
The testosterone is falling rapidly.
Yeah, rapidly, yes.
You can't have Myles Garrett. Listen, my season's about to end Monday night, probably. Jerry Jones is about to make $100 billion. And
how about that?
You losers are going to get Myles Garrett? I'm done. I'm done with the NFL. I'm just done.
I
can't take this anymore.
Hit the sad violin.
Yeah. Are you going to be nice to Myles Garrett on the plane when you see him?
I am nice to everybody. Stewardess Jim is nice to everybody on the airplane.
Wow, you're wrong with Stewardess Jim.
He's a little sassy.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yep. Yes.
Yep.
We've detected from sassiness from Cowboy Jim in the past.
Well, Devin, I had to straighten her out about how to act on the airplane, so she's straightened out now. So.
Oh, wow.
I don't know that.
What did. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
No, hold on.
Yeah.
Well, stop right there.
Don't hang up the phone.
He wanted this. Yeah. He wants to explain.
How is Devin acting inappropriately on the plane?
He wants to explain.
She's not inappropriate. It's just that she thinks she's at a French restaurant and, ooh, may I try this? Let me try that.
Wow.
I'm here. Okay. Oh, Jim. No, well, she knows me now, but she's like, Jim, and could you tell your staff to, I need my, where should I put my pillows and blankets, or can you get me one? Where do I put my bag? You know?
This sounds like stuff that a normal person would ask a flight attendant. Where do I put my bag, and can I
get a pillow?
Can I get a pillow? Isn't that your job?
How's the short rib? How's the salmon? How is this? I haven't tried everything yet, Devin, but I'll get to it. You want a cheeseburger? Oh, no, I can't have a cheeseburger, but I'll have the short rib. Oh, okay, yeah, let me get to that.
Oh, man.
You see what I have to deal with?
She's going to have to reply to this.
Yes, absolutely. We'll definitely have to get a report on this, whether she's pulling diva stuff on the plane.
But listen, this Myles Garrett thing, it kind of reminds me of Deion Sanders. You know, like, listen, if you want to have a dynasty, you know, Jerry was like, he went out and got, Deion.
Yeah, I think that's actually a good sports point by you there is that, you know, a lot of times teams that are in this situation make a what seems to be an over the top move to give you an over the top chance.
Yep.
I mean, right now, I think we would and we were just talking about this. We'd all agree there are probably four really good teams in the NFC: Green Bay, the Rams, the Lions, and the Eagles. And this, you, when you add a player like that, that is a huge difference.
Yeah, they know it. Now, like, the Eagles know it.
Yeah, and that's why they try to get Micah, and that's why they're look, even if they don't go and get Myles Garrett, their desire to do so, I appreciate.
Yep.
And the Cowboys established themselves with a dynasty. Unfortunately, after all that, everything tanked.
Yes.
Because everything tanked. So.
Well, because of your owner.
Yeah, that was because of your owner.
Yeah.
No, it's not because of your owner.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I'm giving out candy that I got from the charter to everybody, so goodbye.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Yeah. Sassy Cowboy Jim.
Yeah, Sassy Jim.
He's giving out all the candy bars from the flight.
Yeah, the little kid's going to get a 3-ounce bottle of Jack. A tiny soda.
Yeah.
The Sixers play tonight. They play the Celtics. It is the first game of the NBA Cup group phase.
Oh, God.
It's the worst idea in the history of professional sports.
Seriously.
Look, here's what you guys got to understand. And the Sixers, I believe, are the favorite. No.
Oh, God,
yes. They're the favorite in their group to come out of their group.
Okay.
Look, here's the thing.
We definitely won it this year.
If the Sixers win the NBA Cup, it counts. Like, that is a true victory in the process era. We have not won anything.
It counts as what?
It just counts. We should a banner, a celebration.
A banner?
Yes, a banner.
They ought to be embarrassed if they hang that banner up. No,
your Lakers hung up a banner.
not my Lakers.
The Bucks hung up a banner.
Yeah, I know. That's embarrassing.
I know
the league probably wants them to do this because they want to promote this nonsense.
And so do I.
This has been nonsense since the inception.
Nope.
It is nonsense.
Here's the thing.
What is it called? The Players' Cup?
The NBA Cup.
The NBA Cup.
Yes. I think it was the Emirates NBA Cup, I think, was the sponsor last year.
How many of these have we followed?
This is the third.
No, I mean, like...
Oh, I don't care. Look,
did we follow the Sixers last year with this?
Well, they've lost...
They
lost their first two games in group play, so it didn't even matter.
Yeah. Oh, what a shame.
Here's what I'm declaring. Yes. If the Sixers make the final NBA Cup tournament, which is in Las Vegas, Lakin's got to send us there.
Are we going? I was going to say, are we going?
Lakin's got to send us there. And not only are they going to hang a banner in the Xfinity Mobile Arena, we should hang a banner here in the studio. It is a victory for the process success. We did it.
Wow.
We won something. There it is. This is the lowest expectation Sixer season where everything is a joy. If we win the NBA Cup, we celebrate like we won the title.
NBA Cup is, this is how meaningless this is. Even that wouldn't be joyful.
Oh, yes, it would.
Now, you think Sixers fans are going to celebrate that?
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
Absolutely they will.
Why?
Because it's winning something.
It's not winning anything.
Yes, it is. It counts.
We'll fool ourselves. You know what? And we would. But if it was Embiid leading the team to the cup,
they would say it didn't count.
They wouldn't celebrate it.
Yeah.
Because
it's Maxie and Edgecombe, this is going to be something we're going to prop up.
Yeah. Actually, the funniest thing is Embiid won the MVP and everybody dismisses the MVP.
Yeah.
I am telling you, I am treating it like it's really important. If they win the, unless they lose it,
unless
they lose it, it doesn't matter. It's just another regular season game. If they come,
I kind of like those.
Yes,
it's a win-win situation.
Win-win. This whole season is win-win. If they lose, as long as the young guys develop, it's fine. If Joel Embiid is good, fine. If he's bad, fine. Doesn't matter. If they win the NBA Cup, I am promising you guys, I am going to come in.
Oh,
every
we know
day.
You are.
Yes,
yeah,
act like it
I'm
is
not
the
surprised at all.
Biggest
this.
Thing in the world. It is joy. It is a real victory for the process. Jolly can kick rocks. Howard can kick rocks. Glenn can kick rocks. Angelo can kick rocks. Rhea can kick rocks. Everybody.
But what if Embiid doesn't play?
I don't care. It's still.
Well, who would be there from the process?
Well, Daryl to me is process adjacent.
No, Morey's not process.
He's process adjacent. He worked with Hinkie. Yeah.
That's adjacent.
Well, yeah, Jason, he is. You're right.
He is process adjacent.
He is 6 degrees of separation with Hinkie. Yes.
It's only really 1 degree with Daryl and Hinkie.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think Daryl would even say he's a little process adjacent. I will ask him. But I have Daryl, who is process adjacent. Elton is process adjacent.
Well, listen, well, I know the Sixers will definitely celebrate.
Yes,
are you kidding me? I know they will.
I will lead a parade down Broad Street, and there will be at least 300 people there for the parade.
So I am all in on the idea of a parade for it.
Yes.
That would be fun.
Yes.
Yes. Not, I'm sure you're going to do it for the Ricky people. I don't know if we can do a Ricky and WIP.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
If, for crossover a victory event? Yes. Ricky WIP crossover event.
Oh,
the NBA
no,
Cup
but
parade.
The problem is that's going to turn into a fight because the WIP people are going to be so mad about them winning the NBA Cup, and your people are going to be thrilled.
The people that go there will be fine. We have plenty of, look, there are plenty of listeners to the WIP afternoon show who understand that this would be a victory and would go to the parade. I'm telling you, it would happen.
I think they convinced themselves. I will say this.
Yes.
I don't think you'll have much work to do in convincing people.
No.
I wouldn't be against this. Like, as far as, I can't be a hypocrite.
You would get excited, though.
But
the finals?
No, I mean, the whole, I know, it's just finals. Regular season basketball games that they're tagging something around. It's literally regular season basketball games.
So I agree, the group play is just regular season basketball games.
Yeah.
But when you get into the tournament in Las Vegas, and the cup is right there.
Now,
bring me the cup!
Now, here's my question.
Yeah.
Now, after they... If they happen to win the cup, usually there's a big celebration in the locker room.
Yes.
Are they allowed to celebrate winning the NBA Cup?
Yes.
Much like
the Phillies
with winning a division.
All right. Big difference.
One is real and the
one's
other one
real.
Isn't. Yes.
Look, here's why it's a big difference.
Yeah, the Phillies is red. That's a real one.
Now, you two hold on for 1 second. I wouldn't have had a problem the first, like, three times the Phillies got to the playoffs. It was when they had done it it a number of times. Yeah. If the Phillies,
it was their third time that you complained about.
Shut up. Here's the truth. If the Phillies won, let's call a spade a spade. The Sixers won 28 games last year. It was the worst season in recent memory. If the Phillies won 64 games, and then the next year they won the division, celebrate away. Have a big celebration. But when you win it 2 years in a row, it, like, that was different. And they went a little overboard. It wasn't just in the locker room, in the clubhouse. They went to Xfinity Live.
Oh, they rode one bull. They rode one bull. State time.
Let me ask you this, though.
Yes, sir.
Because, you know, creating this expectation and not meeting it brings criticism.
Well, but see, here's the thing. We mean creating the expectation of the parade or them winning it?
No, them winning it.
Oh, I don't know if they're going to win it.
No. I mean, once you get into it.
For the season. Yes.
No, for the cup.
Yes.
So once you get into the cup and say they get to Vegas.
Yes.
You know Embiid is playing.
Oh, of course he is.
But if they don't win it with him out there, this becomes a criticism of him again. That's what I'm saying.
But I will act like it doesn't matter. I want to be clear with everybody, and I know you're going to call and kill them for it and all those sorts of things.
Right. See, that's what I'm saying.
No.
This is what people will ridicule.
No, and then I will respond, the NBA Cup it's not even a real thing. This is a regular season game. I don't even know what, that's what this season is about to me.
It's the win-win situation. Yes. It's the win-win situation.
I said, if you remember when the Sixers season started, I said, open your heart.
Yeah.
And be ready for only joy. That's what happens this year. Only joy. They win four in a row, start the season. This is amazing. Yeah. They lose tonight by 17. All we care about is Maxie and Edgecombe getting better.
There you go. I like that.
It is the win-win season for the Philadelphia
76ers. That should be the theme. That should be the show you love of this year.
Yeah. Win-win. Win-win. Lose, you win. You win, you win.
Yep.
All right, 215-592-9494. We're talking about Myles Garrett, whether you do the deal. Does the NBA Cup matter if they win? I say yes. If they lose, no. Or do we deserve a parade if they win? The answer is absolutely, positively yes. And you remember last time when Big A, Aaron's dad, from Manari's dad, was on Broad Street for like three straight weeks afterwards.
Waiting. He
was I'm going to be so drunk at the NBA Cup parade. You guys, Jack, you're going to have to lead the show that day, buddy. It's not because I'm going to be, I'll be seven surfsides in, buddy.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll be passed out on the side.
Are we going to leave our remote broadcast again? Because there's so many people.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be packed. Are you kidding me? All right, banner and parade. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. Hypothetically, would you trade one first-round pick in Cooper DeJean for Myles Garrett? What do you think the poll question is?
No way possible.
85%
yeah,
no.
No way.
Yeah.
He's a fan favorite.
Yep, he sure is. We will be joined by Tornado Shapiro for the weekend forecast in a couple of minutes. 215-592-9494. Bill in Nashville, you're on WIP. What's up, Bill?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Bill.
What up, Bill?
I like the trade for Myles Garrett, but I can't give up three. I said we can give him two draft picks. No more. Because Howie loves his picks, and he's not going to give them away.
Yeah, but you're not giving them away.
Well, no.
Yeah. What? Why two and not three?
Three sounds too much.
Okay.
Sounds like a Dallas move.
I don't know. Do you think how much it makes them the favorite to win the Super? Let me ask you this. If I told you trade the three first-round picks for Myles Garrett, and I guarantee you the Eagles are in the Super Bowl this year, do you do it then?
I'd do it then.
Okay.
But at the same time, how long are we getting for? Is he still under contract?
Yeah, he's getting for the rest of his career.
Yeah, I mean, he's basically under contract for five more years.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Then I'd do it.
There we go. There we go.
He's changed my mind.
There you go.
Good.
All right, now on the A.J. Brown's front.
Okay, oh, boy. Yeah.
I think they should just script 10 plays for him and give him 10 targets a game and then let him pitch after that.
Well...
People are handling this well.
Yeah. I think the issue, Bill, is that even when he gets the targets, he doesn't seem happy right now. It seems like
doesn't seem like it's about targets.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's about targets anymore. Maybe it was in the first place, or maybe that was an excuse. Like a red herring, you know? Yeah. He's like, oh, it's actually about targets. And then, you know, and then he gets the targets, and then he's still not happy.
Well, he hasn't been getting the targets, is my point.
Yeah.
Like I said, script 10 plays for him and throw it to him 10 times. What's that, 150 offense?
But let me ask you this, Bill. Let's say they script a play for A.J. Brown, and Jalen Hurts drops back, and he looks at the field, and A.J. Brown's the wrong read. You know, I want A.J. Brown to get targets because he's a great player. But if he's not the right guy to throw to, I don't want the Eagles force-feeding things to A.J. Brown because they want to make him happy. That actually makes you worse. You know, when we were talking earlier this week and I was talking about the potential of it being addition by subtraction, not having him there, that's the sort of thing I think about. Whether it's the team doing it or whether it's Jalen doing it, I want them making the right play. That's it.
Oh, I understand that.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to, when you call the play in the huddle, if he's not there and open, you don't throw it to him. You just put it off to the next down, maybe.
All right. Well,
but I think he should get more targets so he has the chance to get more yards and more touchdowns and show off his abilities.
Right.
Okay.
What about us winning? You don't care about that, huh?
Oh, yeah. Winning's number one.
Oh, yeah. Winning's number one. Okay.
Would you trade 3 first-round picks for 10 targets per game for A.J. Brown?
No.
All right. I'm just messing with you. All right, Bill. Joining us now, as he does every Friday at 3:30, even though there's not an Eagles game, is the world's most accurate "quote unquote" forecaster, Tornado Shapiro.
Well, we got the bye week, fella. Players gone fishing. Coaches are self scouting. Sixers and Flyers are on a roll. Time to turn back the clocks and start winning again. Music, please.
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Done here on the radio. Hello.
All right.
Eagles fans can enjoy the bye week. You know, I worked with a bye weather gal once down in Dallas, Fort Worth, by the name of Ebony White. She had a boyfriend uptown and a girlfriend downtown. Hello. She did live broadcasts from both sides of the street.
Yeah, there's a lot of them there, I'm sure. Yep.
Yeah, I also worked with a bilingual gal in El Paso, WBYE, Adios 105.5 FM, the lovely Rosalita Smith. She gave it to you once in English and once in Spanish. Come on. You know, as it turns out, she was also bipolar. She worked the North Pole and the South Pole.
Okay, no, not true.
That girl had talent. Okay. She was ambidextrous and a contortionist. She played Twister in 2 different languages, and the boys would root for Right Foot Rojo. Come on. Windy tonight, cooler in the mountains, into the upper 30s. A lot of the players, they go hunting during the bye week. One weekend, we took a trip upstate with a few of the Eagles. It was me, Ike, Fletcher Cox, Chris Long, Lane Johnson. I think that was it. Yeah, it was Long, Cox, Johnson, and Wendell Smallwood was there too.
Smallwood.
They were hunting beaver. So as it goes, Wendell and Fletcher are arguing about politics. Fletch wouldn't let up. I felt bad for Smallwood. Can you imagine having Cox in your face
all night? Fletcher, Cox.
Slight breeze continues tomorrow, high of 58 degrees. Tonight is the last night of October. Just a tip, if you're invited to an Oktoberfest, I got in trouble last weekend. An Oktoberfest turned out to be nothing but a sausage fest.
No, what happened?
Well, the email said, come in Lederhosen. And I got there, and it was just a bunch of men with funny pants on.
No, that is Lederhosen.
Saturday, mostly cloudy but warm, chillier later for the Flyers game. Of course, you'll have ice inside. Plan accordingly. And happy Halloween to everyone. And there's nothing like an adult-themed Halloween party. French maids wearing nothing but a feather duster.
sexy nurse in fishnets ready to take your temperature from behind. Or that sexy gas station attendant gal costume.
Hold on. No one has ever dressed up as a sexy gas station attendant.
Come on, she's covered in grease and she knows how to work the hose. Might be a little gassy, but it's worth the trip.
Okay.
I like Halloween theme parties. It's the only time you can offer your Tootsie Roll and not get arrested. I'll tell you, I remember one year Gorilla Monsoon hosted us over at a Halloween gathering. It was myself, Ike, Oil Can Boyd, Booger McFarlane, Spanky McFarlane, Fiona Apple, and her sister. Spanky got a little too much into the sauce, started bobbing for apples.
No. And been too much.
We're looking at another Cougar weekend tonight, clear and cool and in the mid to late 40s. Come on. Cool Sunday night when the Flyers host the Flames and the Flyers. Oh, and the Sixers are in first place. How about them apples? You heard it here first. If that forecast doesn't warrant outro music, I don't know what does. Tornado Shapiro, music, please. Big voice man, go!
Nope, no music.
Wow.
Wow. Sassy Elliott and Tornado within both, 30 minutes of each other.
Both yeah. on one today.
Yes, absolutely.
Man. Yeah. Man, oh man.
That was a good one.
Speaking of Halloween, and that's why Jack is working from home, I guess, mm-hmm. We found out earlier today that our program director, Jack, you were saying we talked on the show, and you mentioned on Fritz at 6 last night, you didn't think Mischief Night was a real thing.
No.
And our program director, brand manager, Rod Lakin, apparently knows now that Mischief Night is a real thing, as his house got toilet papered last
wow.
night. Yes. Yep. Yeah.
Yep. The kids still got it?
They do. They do. So
maybe know what you have in store for you.
Yes. Maybe the night after Halloween, that's finally when you get egged. And the toilet paper thing doesn't seem like a problem until you have to get the toilet paper out of the tree and the trees are wet and there's dew. It's disgusting. So
I don't know if I would laugh. Would your first reaction be to laugh or would you get mad?
I would get mad.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
I know you're not asking me that.
Yeah,
Ike's a different one. I feel like I would laugh first before I had to take it down.
Yeah, before you had
but
to
go. But that's not an open invitation to come TP my house. I want to make that clear.
TP and eggs.
Would you rather
combo.
Be TP'd or get egged?
Hmm.
I actually had kids that were brave enough to come and knock on my door. Oh, like, you know how they you know,
oh,
knock on your
run?
Door, you yeah. ring and run. And
they didn't do the thing where they left the bag of...
No.
Okay.
They just came and I can't remember if they rang the
Ding
doorbell
dong ditch.
or they just banged on the door. Either way, I came to the door
yep.
and it was like six of them.
Yep.
And they stood in the yard.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Like they wanted me to come out and chase them. And I said, all right, I see what y'all are doing. Y'all want me to come chase y'all out there. No, I'm not doing that.
That was not last night.
No, this was a few years ago. This was a few years ago, yes.
You know,
years ago.
I think I've seen, I don't know if you've seen the movie The Strangers. Have you ever seen that?
Sounds familiar.
So it's really like about a couple at a cabin in the woods, and they get the knock on the door, and it's three people in masks, but the three people in masks end up torturing and killing them all night.
Right.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I think I've seen that movie too many times to handle Ding Dong right. Dash at this point, I'd be too terrified. You know, every time that
Ding
happens.
Ding Dong Dash?
Yeah. You've never heard that?
No.
Ring the bell and run away.
It sounded different.
All right.
Ding Dong. Ding Dong Dash. Dash and Ding Dong?
Yeah.
That what you look thinking about?
Yeah, it sounds like a Tornado Shapiro Halloween next year.
It does.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Emily, the teacher, checks
yes.
in. What's up, Emily?
7-7. Listen, Edgecombe, 7-7. He's going to lead us to the NBA Cup victory.
Yes, and it counts,
I'm
right?
I'm going to be, absolutely, I'm going to be right next to you leading the parade.
Yep.
100%. What else was I going to say? Oh, I'm going to the game tonight, and they're wearing their black jerseys tonight, right, for the first time?
Are they?
I believe
anybody
it is
hear
tonight.
That?
Yes,
oh,
I believe
I didn't know that.
I think it's like their
they didn't promote
edition.
It today, did they?
No, I thought it was November 8th or something.
They definitely would have promoted
it. Yeah, they definitely would have promoted that
yeah.
today.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. I don't know. I think maybe I saw that. Maybe someone.
No, it might be their city edition jerseys tonight, but that, I don't think
that. But wait, what's their city edition jersey this year if it's not the black ones?
I think it looks a little bit like one of the ones they've used previously. The black ones.
Oh, they got a different.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't think the black jerseys take the place of the city edition jersey.
All right.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, I really wanted to wear an Edgecombe jersey tonight, but you don't go into teaching for the money. So if I want a jersey, I got to order from China, pay $25, and wait 3 months for it to be delivered.
Yes.
Wow.
So
yeah.
So it's not here yet, but I will say that I am going to go with a Sixers jersey on, and my coworker Emily, the teacher, also, we will be dressed as Ben Franklin with our Sixers jerseys in Section 217A. So if you see two female Ben Franklins in 217A, that's me.
Emily and tonight. Emily. You're both
Emily
named Emily.
And Emily.
Okay.
Yeah, wow. She's Emily with a Y, though. So
spells it correctly.
Yeah.
Have you seen, Emily, I don't know if you've seen this, but so when Emily first called us, it was when we were talking about 6'7",
yeah.
And she said what she does in her class to get the students to stop doing it is do it herself to make it uncool. It seems as if after, maybe it's just, I noticed it after you said that, it seems like that is taking the world by storm with adults doing it all over the place to uncool it. So I don't know if you started a trend or not, but
yeah,
it's happening now.
I don't know if it was me, but I noticed the same thing. I did switch it, though, with my kids to 7'7". I'm waiting for a couple parent permissions to post this video of us on our field trip. There were, like, some basketball hoops they were shooting, and I'm celebrating going, 7'7". But I really want to post it to just show people I'm switching it over to 7'7".
That is kind of a funny bit for Edgecombe, for everyone to go 7'7". Yeah.
I really want to make a sign that has like a, you know, like a red X through 6'7" and put like 7'7" on the bottom. I don't know. I'm probably not going to get to that tonight.
No, probably not.
But
yeah.
Real quick before I go, I went to the home opener by myself because, you know, no teacher or friends of mine wanted to pay $50+, but I don't care. I'm a Sixers fan. So I went by myself, and they confiscated my pepper spray. So they took my, I want to say this for anyone at the arena that might have advice for me or could maybe change some rules.
Yeah.
But they're like, okay, I'll put it, you know, behind the garbage here. You can check for it on your way out. Well, it wasn't there.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to this security guy, and he's like, oh, yeah, that was put in the confiscation bin. I said, okay, well, where's that at? Can I go rummage, you know, can I go rummage through? I live in Fishtown. I'm about to take the L by myself.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, no, I don't even have the key for that.
Yeah.
And then some guy chimed, oh, they threw that away. I'm like, oh, so it's not a confiscation bin. It's a garbage bin. And-
well, hold on. So I understand your issue, but I also understand they can't allow.
Yeah, they can't allow 20,000 people with pepper spray.
With pepper
spray. I wouldn't
spray.
Want some crazy person being in there with pepper spray. Sure. Yeah. I totally get the rule. But, like, I'm an FBI cleared, fingerprinted person who works in a school building and a fan that you want in the seats who's going to take the L by herself to go to a game. I don't know. I just, could we, I don't know what could change about that, but I was going to write a strongly worded email, but I figured I'd just say
it. Why are you going to the game by yourself?
Yeah. I
just said I couldn't find any teacher friends of mine that wanted to pay $50 for a ticket, and I wanted to be there on opening night. It's like a tradition for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that being said, I will also gladly and graciously accept a ticket to the Las Vegas finals to go with y'all when the Sixers get there.
Yeah.
At the end.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I wish there were lockers or something outside the venue. Or I hear what you're saying, but I also, if they let you bring in pepper spray.
20,000 people.
I see both
20,000 people.
I see both sides for sure, but. You know, kind of bummed. At least could somebody from the Sixers buy me more pepper spray, at least?
I'll tell you what.
Look at me. I'm putting myself out there as a charity.
I will buy you the pepper spray. Just I will get, you know what?
Spike. Look at Spike.
I will buy you the pepper spray. I understand.
Spike.
Well, that, look.
Meanwhile, I'm not arming you. You seem dangerous.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm trying to prevent any, you know, I tend to piss people off now and again. Emily seems to like me now, but you never know what happens, you know, a couple of weeks from now. So I'd like to have planted in the back of your mind. Well, I did
spend give me pepper spray,
$12 on that pepper spray. So. Yes. Yeah, I wish there was some way to I can't think of a way to do it.
All right, Emily. Well, anyway, my birthday's Sunday, so I'll take it as an early birthday gift, and I appreciate it. Thanks for taking my call today, guys.
All right, Emily. I don't like her riding the L at night by herself back to Fishtown.
It's a lot going on.
With Emily?
Yes, a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I'm starting to feel it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, I do, too. It's a lot there.
Yes.
It's a lot there. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. There's a couple layers to her that we're going to be able to sort of peel.
Yes.
As we continue to get this relationship evolving.
Yeah, that's when you know that callers are starting to become, like, better, more higher profile callers is when we start to notice the different layers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a lot going on
right
with
Emily. There.
Yeah.
Yeah, it took Chuck 2 years to start getting special treatment.
Yeah.
You know? Well, what happened to our one guy who had the, we lost him for a while. Oh, Jerry the truck driver.
Oh, he's got layers? He checks in now and again.
He's got the ex-wife that lives with him?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Not we. One of us used to bury his calls for 4 hours.
No, that was
and then,
you.
And then he brought that up.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, he's creeping towards the top.
Yeah.
Same thing with Furry Bruce.
Speaking of which, Furry Bruce, you're on WIP. Furry Bruce, you probably have no problem looking for a Halloween costume.
Nope.
As you've got it. You've got one there, right?
Several of them.
Yep.
Yeah. I already got it in the closet, but you know, that one is for, you know.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Furry loving.
It falls into the line, though. It falls into the line. Yeah.
Yep.
In the spirit of Halloween. Oh.
Jeez. Oh, man.
The howl is so good.
Yeah. How long did it take you to work on that one, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, it's spontaneous, man. I love talking to you guys, man. You know, you got me. I'm been forced to fall into this. Into this whole furry thing, so I'm with it, man. I'm with it.
Well, nobody forced you, buddy, to buy the outfit and be a furry. You know, nobody forced you.
Well, no, I mean, my friend, I had to be convinced and cajoled and poked, you know. But
I'm sure.
She was one of them kind of, all right, let's go. And when I went, I was like, oh, okay,
ooh.
This is what is going on.
Ooh.
Oh.
What is wrong with y'all, man?
Yes.
It's a tough week for Ike.
Squirrel, Ike, Lion, Jack, and Ike Panther.
Yeah. No, yes, no. Right. The Ike Panther, yep.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, Bruce.
Oh, man. Hey, man, but look, this is the one thing that I don't get. You know, I've been talking to people off and on all week long, and people are stuck on draft picks and the cap. I said, man, you guys are looking at me. Are you crazy? I mean, to get this guy right here, we're going to have the defense that's going to be set for the next 2 years. And they're going to finance the part. But what is it?
I said two years. You may be set for the next 4 years.
Well, no. I say 2 years because we're still going to have JC on the line. I mean, they'll still have to figure that part out.
Yeah.
But here's my thing, though. Getting the line, is because of the way he sets the edge and run, it takes pressure off of the interior. And they're going to have to make business decisions about JC and Nolan. That takes the pressure off him because I'm telling you, one of them are going to go. I think that they're going to wind up moving. Yeah.
Nolan.
I think one of them, because Nolan doesn't, he's just not healthy. And so he gets to kill two birds with one stone with picking up Garrett.
Yeah.
And he'll be able to make some business decisions on helping try to keep some of the other players like Guantanamo Bay. Because you're not going to be able to pay all of them. But Garrett is the answer. Let's go get this guy, and man, we are set up for another two or three Super Bowl runs. Let's do this, man. Stop being scary out there, Philly.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Y'all looking at the wrong stuff. Come on.
I'm actually impressed with the fan base. At least the majority of them are on board. We're doing this deal.
Picks.
We usually like to hoard draft picks like they gonna save the world.
Yeah.
No, you usually use draft picks to acquire talent, whether it's via trade, whether it's moving up in the draft. Like, that's what draft picks are there to use for.
Yeah, you get talent sometimes by using the draft pick as a draft pick,
yes,
or if you can use it.
That's how we got AJ.
You just think of it as currency,
yes,
right? Like you can use it in any different number of ways, and using it to get a player that's already good,
yes,
and not 34,
man,
already good,
ain't gonna come here motivated.
Oh my God,
exactly.
Yes.
and here's the thing, great defense is going to set up the offense, and here's a couple other factors too. Number one, they pick him up, AJ is gone. They're going to recoup either a second or a first rounder from him. I don't think that he stays. And then the other part of the equation is too. Let's look at the history of how he drafted over the last five to 7 years or so. He has done better. We've got more All Stars from the second through the seventh round. So I'm not worried about not having first rounders, but then again, I mean, and if you got a good drafting organization, a good scouting organization, let's look at the LA Rams. On top of that, they went how many years was it, 5 or 6 without a first rounder after the Super Bowl or something
three or four,
like that?
Yeah, yeah.
And they still, or it could have been 5. Yeah, I might be overstating it, but it can be done.
Yes.
You don't have to have first rounders. So let's do this, man.
Let's do this. That's what I like to hear, Bruce.
Yes.
That's what I like to hear. Let's do it. 3 first-round picks. Let's do it. What are the odds that the production of those 3 first-round picks equals 1 Myles Garrett? Pretty low,
Well, what is funny, though, I mean, like the last – they've actually done well at this time in the draft.
They have.
Like
they
those
have.
Picks.
In the late part of the first round, yes.
Quinyon 20s, Jahad Campbell 20s, Coop was in the second round. So, like, it's not like – old Howie, where it felt like you could just throw these picks away because he wasn't going to be able to hit on those picks.
Well, the other thing, too, is they've had a nice run on picks. They will probably have a couple of years in there where the draft does not work out.
Yes.
I wanted to add, because a couple of people tweeted me about it, there are, and I let Emily know, there are a couple of locker spots at the Wells Fargo Center where you can put stuff and get it afterwards.
Okay.
So there is a place where she can put her pepper spray. I guess it's on the east side of the Wells Fargo Center, the Xfinity Mobile Arena. So that's good news, so that way we don't have to worry about her not having pepper spray on the way home. This is it for Jack, right? We bid you farewell.
Bid you adieu?
Yeah, now
yes.
It's 4:00.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Pretty bright outside. What's going on Halloween-wise? Like, what you doing out there right now, man?
The neighborhood hayride's around 5.
Hayride?
The neighborhood hayride is what time?
Around 5.
And what time is it now?
Well, we got to get everyone ready.
Everyone ready?
Yeah.
Well, what have y'all been doing all day?
Dress your 6-month-old in a hydrant costume.
In a damn pumpkin.
Yeah, how long does that take?
He's a Dalmatian.
Okay.
He's a Dalmatian. But as always, Had a great time, fellas. You know, appreciate you letting me do this.
Half pay, half pay.
We are a family
here.
You could
have at least gone to 4:30.
Yep, you could have.
Yeah, listen. I mean, listen. I'll stay around for Jaws.
No, we don't need you to stay around for Jaws.
Yeah, hell no.
We don't need you to stay around for anything.
Yeah, get out of here.
Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494.
All right, brother.
Would you trade three first round picks for Myles Garrett? Let the team know that you would. This is get her done Friday. And speaking of getting her done, you can go see Joe Conklin. When's that?
A comedy show at the Sellersville Theater with Eddie.
You want me? Let me look at it. Oh, Ed McGonigal.
There you go. Ed McGonigal.
He's the little fella.
Okay. Yeah. What was the second guy's name? Tim Conniff.
Yep.
Tim Conniff. That's on Saturday, November 8th. Get your tickets again. That's Sellersville Theater, November 8th. JoeConklin.com.
JoeConklin.com. All right. As I said, Jaws joins us next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.